2 Timothy 1, 3-7. I thank God, whom I serve as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience. As night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers, recalling your tears. I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into the flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline, the word of the Lord.
For the Mother's Day service this year, we are seriously running out of time.
Mother's Day? When is that? Can't we just procrastinate and overnight some flowers the day before?
Great idea, but we have one problem. Today is Mother's Day, and we are already halfway through the service. See? Those are all the people waiting for us to do something.
What? How in the world did that happen?
I don't know. Blame the guy running this place.
Okay, now we have to come up with a crazy good idea.
I agree. Anyone have an idea?
I know. Let's do a skit.
We always do a skit.
Good point.
Oh, I have an idea. What if we have all the mothers come up and then we give them 10 free hugs?
We don't have them.
How about we throw chocolate?
So I guess no one has any good ideas. What's the Bible passage again?
It's 2 Timothy 1:3-7. I am grateful to God, who I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did. When I remember you constantly in my prayers, all night and day, recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline.
Oh, I got it. The passage is about the faith passing down from one mother to their daughter and the daughter to her son. We can share something we are glad our moms have passed down to us that we want to pass down to future generations.
That's a great idea. I have one. The gift of perseverance. To have the strength to persevere through all the stuff life chucks at you.
I know. The gift of love so that even when you're a jerk, she still loves you.
The gift of forgiveness, so that when you do something wrong, she forgives you.
The gift of kindness.
I know mine. I am thankful my mom taught me to always flush the toilet.
Noah!
You have to come up with something better than that, Noah Frisbee!
Well, I guess she teaches us to love and be compassionate.
All right, I think we're done. Great job, guys. I really think that turned out way better than it could have.
We love you, moms!
Well, our passage today is from a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to one of his disciples. Actually, more than just a disciple, this man, Timothy, a young man, was one of his most trusted fellow servants in the gospel ministry throughout the whole Gentile region. Timothy was a young man who came to the gospel through Paul's ministry in Asia Minor in a little city called Lystra. And somehow he came to know the faith there. We don't know how. We're not really given that story in Scripture. But somehow he comes to know the faith. And he becomes one of the most important people in Paul's missions. In fact, Paul mentions him in multiple other letters, and he's mentioned in the book of Acts as being one of Paul's companions in multiple places. And then we see in our passage today that this is the second letter that Paul wrote to Timothy, which is included in Scripture. That means that Timothy has two letters in the Bible that were written specifically to him to encourage him as he was going about the whole Greek-speaking region of the Mediterranean and was preaching the gospel and doing ministry. He ended up being the bishop of Ephesus before he died in the late first century. Now, why am I talking about Timothy? Well, because our passage today that was picked by our youth group is from the letter to Timothy and talks about Timothy. But the unique thing is that even though we have a lot of information about Timothy and we know a lot about Timothy's life and his ministry post his conversion and his work with Paul, we only get an image of the important figures that were in Timothy's life that helped him be who he was in this passage. And that is his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. What an amazing story that there's this man who's in Scripture, who is mentioned all over the place, who is venerated by the church and seen as one of the most significant early missionaries, and yet we get a glimpse into why he was a Christian. And that was because his grandmother before his mother passed on the faith. You see, Timothy was half Jewish. His mother was a Jewish woman and his father was a Greek man. And so his mother was the one who was responsible for teaching him the scriptures. In fact, we see later in 2 Timothy, Paul encourages him and says, just like you were brought up in the scriptures. And so we see that Eunice must have taught him the things of the Old Testament, what they would have called the Torah or the law and the prophets in their day. And so he was taught by these two women who are only mentioned here. Now, is that not a great image and in idea of how the church has treated women for nearly 2,000 years? That here is some of the most significant influence and one of the most important leaders in the early church, and their names are only mentioned in this one place, and we know very much nothing about them other than that they were believers, and they came to know Christ through Paul's ministry, and they were faithful Jewish women who passed on their beliefs to their children, and had a legacy that went generations beyond them. We know nothing else. Nothing was recorded of them. And many times, all throughout the Gospels, we see these women who are following Jesus around. In fact, one place, it says that these women actually funded Jesus' ministry. And so the church, for thousands of years, has gone along, I think, because of the faithful service and quietness of godly women who have passed down the faith generation after generation, and have quietly served the Lord and have been faithful in their service to the Lord many times when men in their generations were absent. So praise the Lord for faithful women who have passed down the faith. I know in my own life, as I think about my faith and as I think about where I came from in my beliefs, I can think only of strong women of faith in my family. My great-grandmother on my mother's side was an incredibly devout and faithful Catholic woman who, by all accounts and by all my experiences with her, was one of the most godly people you've ever met. And then my dad's mom, my grandma Joan, was an amazingly godly woman, humble and patient, loving and kind. And then my own mother, who dutifully brought me to church all through my teenage years, even though it was her and I alone going to church, and always encouraged me in my faith, always supported me and loved me through all the things that God has called me through. Praise God for all of you women who faithfully and dutifully serve the Lord, passing on the faith from one generation to another, even if you're not a mother. Because think about how many of you, I want to raise your hands right now, how many of you were in Sunday school at some point where a woman taught you the gospel, and that's where you heard the stories of the Bible for the first time? Raise your hands if you had a Sunday school teacher who was a woman. Sunday school education in the church has been led by women for generations, with men largely absent. Now, that's not true in our church. We've had a lot of men involved in our education, and praise the Lord for that as well. But in the church, on a wider stance, we have existed and passed on the faith because of the faithfulness of all of you women. So let's just give a hand for all the women in our church and for their faithfulness to the Lord. And let us now come and close our worship with the affirming our faith, the faith of our fathers and our mothers in the Apostles' Creed. Stand now and recite this with me. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord,